Ask the Expert during Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Not a bad day at 37 right now. We go to a high of 52. Tomorrow, 43. Lots going on. The Chocolate Festival going on this weekend. That starts at 11 o'clock. Aaron, you and your girls going to that this weekend at all?
We should. Wouldn't it today?
156 East is the location. And today and tomorrow at 11.
I do love chocolate.
It's illegal to put your head under that chocolate fountain. I found that out a few years back.
Did you? The hard way.
The escort out. Don't do that. You can't do that with the fountain.
You can't not get caught either.
Have a blast. And we'll talk about all the great events coming up at the Orpheum Theater, too. There is so much. I go to the website. At least once a week, just to kind of check where things are playing and what's coming up. And today I just had it on the screen and let it go by, and I saw some great shows that are on the way, like Oklahoma and comedy and, and great country music, and I'll let you know more about that in just a little bit. Aaron Glasnovich is our guest. Almost called you by the last name of our first guest. They're both Aarons. She's from Galesburg. I grew up in the performing arts, and not a mistake. That was the plan. Where she works now, it makes sense. The operation manager at the Orpheum Theater. How long now?
Almost 5 years. Yeah, 5 years this month, February.
Would you say, if someone asked you, did you grow up in that theater?
I did. I really feel that I did. And it's quite a weird perspective now, you know, being in my 30s and having a title and working at a theater. I never really thought that I would have a job like that. I always figured that I would be a performer, and I still love doing that, and I would love to make money doing that. But it's really a neat perspective, and I'm learning a lot working there and learning a lot about how to appreciate, you know, a building like that and how to appreciate art and try and help everyone else to do the same.
I wrote this down in my notes just to ask you, and it's like a cliche question maybe, but you say your dream would be to act and make money that way, but this is as close to a dream job as you get.
Pretty much. I mean, I'm very fortunate, and I recognize that. And
right.
And especially to be able to really come back to Galesburg and after growing up here, and, you know, growing up in Galesburg, a lot of things that you hear are like, oh, there's nothing to do here. Let's go to Peoria.
It's because we grew up here.
You know, then you go away for a little while, and then I come back and I have my family, and then, you know, helping my children and watching them grow up, you know, I realized that, it's what you make of it. Your town and your community is what you build together with the rest of the people in it. So that's what kind of where we kind of all have that similar view at the Orpheum, at least the staff and our volunteers do, and a lot of friends and family that I have in town are you know, feel the same way, and that's kind of what we're collectively trying to, you know, make everyone else realize that this is a great place to be, and there's great things happening here, and we love it.
It took me some of that perspective. I lived in Arizona for a while, and parents moved out there, but came back, and when I came back, I was like, why? For like a few years, I was like, what am I doing back where I grew up? I should be going. But no, it is your perspective, and it's all about, and it all makes sense now.
Right.
You know,
for sure.
I haven't figured it all out at 46, but I'm getting it a little better. Uh-huh. And that you have at the young age that you are, that appreciation for it is awesome. Is it wondrous and pretty awesome to walk in and turn the lights on every day at the Orpheum Theater?
I wouldn't say it's wondrous and awesome every day.
Yeah.
Because it becomes so normal, you know, but then there's certain times, you know, where, like, for example, especially when I'm alone there and I'm there in the evening, or, you know, I'm turning off the lights, I'm by myself, and I just see this big, grand, beautiful place that exists and that I get the privilege of helping, you know, helping exist, help it keep afloat. I mean, those moments are really what helps propel you to do a good job and to work hard there. But, you know, I mean, I am thankful, and I recognize the beauty in it every day, and I love working there, and not only because it's a great place and a beautiful place, you know, you gotta, you know, we appreciate the fact that we get to work with a great team there.
Well, that's the thing. For great things to exist and be successful, and you guys are still growing in that success, it takes a great team. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't know personally like everybody that works at the Orpheum Theater, but I sort of know them all. That seems like quite a team and quite a dream team you got there.
We have a dream team.
That are invested in the in the performances and the arts. Mm-hmm. Actually run in the joint.
Yeah. Ross and Tim and Kevin and myself are the foursome that runs the place. And
yeah.
I guess I shouldn't say runs the place. We have a board of directors that does a lot to keep things going, and we have a group of volunteers. We have about 40 to 50 volunteers that are active,
right,
that help us, you know, keep it all going. So that's what that's why I say team. I mean, it's a huge team effort to keep an old place and to keep, you know, the arts thriving in a relatively small community like ours. So that's what we're trying to do, and I think that it's been working.
Well, I put arts right up there with the things that make this a town amazing, with the railroad and with, you know, it's up there. If people don't know that, then they're missing out on a lot.
Truly, yeah.
So at the Orpheum, you say you got a 7- and 5-year-old girls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want to go. Do they get to go in with mom? And have they seen every cool nook and cranny of the Orpheum Theater?
They haven't seen every cool nook and cranny, but they feel right at home there. And
I bet.
And that's when I say I probably keep saying it over and over, but I really do feel fortunate because, you know, they're kind of growing up being able to have that as a part of their life.
Yes.
And I, you know, that's one of the things that we find that we really strive for too, is to make it part of the children's lives in the community. That's why we have our Yes Performances, which is our youth entertainment series that we offer to the schools.
When you have to close down streets because there's so many buses.
Right.
You like that. That's good.
It's worth it. It is totally worth it to get those kids in there. And then we have our movies, you know, so having the kids be exposed to both the building and to the arts, the performance arts, is a huge, very important to us and to me as a parent for my kids. And I found that, you know, just this, you know, past week, someone said about my children, oh, they're so well behaved. You know, they sit through, we were sitting through a church service and they're like, how did you do that? And I'm like, actually, I think part of it is that I take them to theater shows a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they're practicing learning good manners and how to sit through things.
Right.
Know? So there's also that part of it that is really good for, you know, help raising the kids as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom, a wife and performer in operations manager at the Orpheum Theater, Aaron Glasnovich is here. Was it one of your first jobs at the Orpheum? Did you always work in some capacity at the Orpheum?
At the position?
Yeah, yeah.
I first started out as a box office assistant.
Mm.
And then we had some staffing changes, and then I was, you know, I was deemed operations manager, which is the broadest term ever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm okay with it. It's fine.
I don't even know you that well, and I know a little bit of the background, and I'd say, yeah, you're pretty qualified.
Thank you.
You're pretty qualified. You know what's going on. We're going to talk about some of those amazing shows coming up. There's probably a few you don't know about. Whether it's the movies on the screen, pulling the screen down, or pulling the curtain for musicians, whether it's Rutabaga, it's getting busy. When Aaron walked in, she goes, the slow season's about to end at the Orpheum Theater. She'll talk more about that in a bit. It's 8:31 on Galesburg Live. We're at 37, partly cloudy skies out there.